Yes, but it's been enclosed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very seldom you'll ever find one.
Well, were they like the ones with the fireplaces? Were the chimneys like the ones we have, you know, in latter day houses? Do you remember the chimneys, basically brick chimneys?
I'm sure they were. Mm-hmm. In this country,
mm-hmm.
They may have been handmade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall ever having heard my granddad even speak of that. He used to talk quite a lot about things along
mm-hmm.
this line.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were talking about, of course, if it was on a house, you'd call it a chimney. But now, on the side of something like that, except on a factory, what would you, you would refer to it as a...
Smokestack?
Yeah, probably, instead of... in this house where you lived when you were a child, how many rooms did it have?
Of course, I don't remember the house I was born in. The house that we lived more years in,
yeah.
I had a living room, dining room, kitchen, two bedrooms, and a bath.
Mm-hmm. And they called it living room then?
Yes.
This, mm-hmm.
Only living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was before people had dens and all.
It was between the parlor and the den.
Yeah, between the parlor. And,
yes, those houses all had 10 to 12 foot ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably 9 feet,
mm-hmm.
but I think the house is 10 foot probably,
mm-hmm.
10 foot ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now houses that had fireplaces, what did they call that open place on the front of the fireplace? Open, like brick.
Mm-hmm. Can't think what you call it on them today. I would call it the same thing.
I think today they call it hearth.
Yeah, that's what I would call them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now I've never heard anyone make the comment
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have read, you know, from old stories. the hearth. But really, that would be interesting because they probably wouldn't have said it
they
that
might
way.
Not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might not have. Do you know what people call those things in the fireplace that they lay the wood across? Metal things that they...
I know what you're talking about.
that's what I was going to say to you. Lots and lots of these things, you're not going to know, and I wouldn't expect you to...
I know them, I just can't come up with the title.
You don't know.
The name. Yes, I do know. Great? That's not the great.
Well, there are...
There's a grate in
in
a wood stove that is moved back and forth for the ashes to fall through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And probably the little thing that goes down under it, there still may be a grate. No, I know what you're thinking of, the andiron. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, up above the fireplace, something to set
metal.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
Yeah. And do you remember what they would call them? Like a big piece of wood that would burn for several days at a time.
Chunk of wood, I've heard.
Yeah. And about what they call the black stuff that would form and well. In
oh,
the
I know what you're saying. All right. Why? How did they say soot?
Uh-huh.
Soot. I would say soot.
And you'd say soot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Soot. Yeah. Right. And now, what would you call? How would you say what you're sitting in?
I would just say a chair. Let's see, you want better terminology than
no,
that.
No, that's fine.
No?
That's fine.
Okay.
And what about a piece of furniture like this?
Well, I would still say couch, but when I would go to ask for one in the store, I'd be very careful to say ask for a sofa.
For a sofa.
Oh, honey, you ought to stay right. I think you're...
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, the difference and like that. And what about the piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in it that you might put clothes in?